Hello, it's the 22nd of February 2019, and today we have the King of Rods and the Sun and the Five of Rods. Keep it light, please. There is so much fire here, I could roast marshmallows. So let's see what could be going on. Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, Sun, Moon, or Rising. In the what feels like maybe not so recent past is the sometimes lonely and misunderstood, nonetheless visionary, passionate, and inspiring King of Rods, Clubs, Wands, etc. A fire sign, no matter what you call him, he was a very important and influential figure in your life in some way. This card can mean father or a father figure, someone who you may have butted heads with in the past but were very much on the same wavelength with as far as seeing the big picture. We have had successes in the past with this person, if not a father figure, then a mentor of some sort, usually mature and married. No matter who he is in the present position, if we have the sun shining on us, and today we do, and are happy and successful, we have this king to thank, because whatever it is you learned from him has contributed to that success. He or she may have even been a teacher, one who you acknowledge as having, at the very least, done a lot for you, and hopefully proudly views your accomplishments as his own, blood or not. The sun in the center can show up every day, as far as I'm concerned. The sun, although it should show my two pups playing in the snow for the first time yesterday, shows us the two children in the garden of sunflowers. But the feeling is the same. Life is good. Life feels good. And the best part is, you know it and appreciate it. We have it all. So don't argue. In the future position is the potentially self-sabotaging five of rods, or clubs, as we'll call them today. The stave is the original multi-use tool, wand, walking stick, weapon. And on this card, they are that. Five clubs as weapons are being banged around by five different humans, only their arms visible in the frame, and we can see hands of different colors and sleeves of different costumes. A diverse bunch. This is a card of healthy competition or rivalry that actually can result in some pretty spectacular accomplishment and or probably has in the past. But all of these humans have their egos and each is as passionate about their own idea or motivation as the next guy or girl, of course. So we have what is referred to as a lively debate or, as they say, we're just spitballing here. These humans all come to the table as equals and there is mutual respect and even humor among this crew. But that one-upmanship, who tells better stories, jokes? Sibling rivalry? I do notice today the defensive positioning of some of these sticks. Why so defensive? We're on the same team. These humans can bring out the best in each other, although their process may not be entirely smooth. This can and does address the subject of newly formed humans as in children, and there may be some conflict as to how to parent them, aka, I'd do it just like my dad did, or even whether you really want them at all, if you're happy without them. I'd say any upcoming spirited exchanges can and should be very creative and productive. Of course, we're happy where we are and can choose not to engage. The two children on the Morgan Greer Sun card can mean twins, if not birth twins, then what some would call a soul mate. I can't believe I finally caved and used that grossly overused term, but there it is. We always did see things in the same light. That was the last line. Oh my God. Bye.